Hey everyone, welcome back to Eagles Nightly in our Around the NFL segment. I'm Becky Brensinger alongside our NFL insider Adam Kaplan. Now Adam, the Eagles are preparing to take on the Bucs this Sunday and they are going to be lining up against a familiar face.
Right.
Who is that?
That is Daniel Teo-Nessheim, who was an Eagles third round pick out of the 2010 draft. Now, Becky, when he was here in Philadelphia with the Eagles, he was a guy who's kind of raw, very small for a defensive end, not real big, could probably play D-tackle because he's got some quickness, but he was the third team DN. He played six games as a rookie, started one. He didn't really have a chance. In fact, the next season they cut him. After he cleared waivers, the Eagles put him on their practice squad, and he didn't really have a chance. So what the Buccaneers saw is a guy who had some quickness. They signed him off the Eagles practice squad last November. He finished the season with the Bucs. This season, he's actually been playing. He's had to start. He's done a nice job. In fact, this Sunday, Becky, he's going to start his 10th game for the Buccaneers. He's doing a nice job.
So now that he's getting a chance to start, you know, what exactly is he bringing to the table here for the Bucs?
All right, well, I think when you look at Daniel Teo-Nessheim out of University of California, he's played in the 3-4, he's played in the 4-3 in college. He's got great initial quickness. You see him beat right tackle Mike Harris of the Chargers. They got no chance. I mean, they got to even touch him. That he could do. Teo-Nessheim only has two sacks. This is one of them. Look at his get-off. I mean, it's tremendous. And you see the one little move, and he uses his hands well. That he can do. If he's outside the formation, he can use his quickness. But the Buccaneers, as the fans will see on Sunday, they slant their ends a little bit. And he plays the run real well. But you see him playing inside here. Watch this play. Look at him beat the tackle because he slanted. They slant their ends. I was talking about the three technique. That's basically what he played. And you know what he's done well? They've given him a chance to play because other guys have gotten hurt. He's done a tremendous job. Adrian Claiborne got hurt. Daquan Bowers got hurt. And Bowers, who tore his Achilles now, plays a nickel. When he does, Teo-Nessheim plays inside. And they've got a really good front four. This is going to be a big challenge for the Eagles. Again, all about taking advantage of the opportunities you've been given. He's done a great job filling in for injured players.
Now, Teo has definitely taken advantage of his opportunities due to the injuries on the D-line for the Bucs, and one of our Eagles has taken advantage of that as well, as we've had some injuries here to the wide receiver core, you know, specifically DeSean Jackson. And our man Riley Cooper has been getting some more reps. Yep. You know, how much of an impact has he had on this offense?
Actually, a lot, because he's, as you see here, he's been unbelievable in the red zone. That is an unbelievable play. And the timing that Nick Foles and Cooper have has been great because they've been backups together. You see him playing on the first team offense now that they're both starters. This is a tremendous play because he read Foles' eyes.
Right.
I mean, it's amazing. And Foles threw at the right moment when Brandon Carr, the corner, turned his back. So you could see Riley Cooper developing that chemistry. He scored two touchdowns in the red zone. We know he's done it with Vic. He's been here for a while. This is his third year. He's done a great job. And as you see here, this is unbelievable. This is great concentration. You just don't see that. And you see this play. This is a play of the year for the Eagles on offense. One-handed. I mean, that was good coverage by Claiborne. Claiborne's like, hey, it couldn't have counted, but it did. He's been great. He's been great.
So two one-handed catches in the end zone.
Yeah, right.
One in week 10, right. One here just last week. You know, how is he utilizing his size? He is one of our tallest receivers.
Probably the tallest. Yeah, probably the tallest. He's 6'2 and a half. And the thing that he does, and because he's bigger, he'll block. He blocks very well in the run game. He's good on special teams. He's physical. He's willing to go get the football. He's not the fastest guy, Becky, but he will go and get it. He runs after the catches you see here against Detroit. There's a reason why this guy is on the field and now starting. He's a smart football player. You see the way he is with the ball in his hands. He's a very good football player, and he deserves to play more, and he is.
Cooper said that he does love to block, whether it's for the run game or whether it is for special teams. You know, what is one thing that really impresses you and that stands out about Riley?
Okay, we saw the contested catches. He can make those. But the certain thing he does, which he hasn't done much of this season, but he's done in years past, he can be a downfield passing threat. He doesn't get a lot of separation. But, Becky, he'll go and get it. As you see here, jumping over other defenders. He'll do that. I remember him and Vic hooked up in a preseason game against Jacksonville. I could not believe it. 40 or 50 yards downfield. It was unbelievable. I'm like, this guy didn't run that fast. How's he making this catch? Because he runs great routes, and he's tough, and he's physical. This guy's been a great story. And remember, he's going to start the rest of the season.
Well, when he broke his collarbone in training camp, the production of the special teams, as we all saw, dropped.
Way down.
And so talk about how it has increased now that he's been back on the field.
When Akeem Jordan came back from his hamstring injury, and especially when Cooper came back from his broken collarbone, I mean, he was out like 6-7 weeks, everything changed. Eagles went from being the worst special teams coverage units to at least being in the middle. They've been great lately, and the reason is because Cooper is back, and he's tough, and he's physical, and he gets downfield, and he's relentless, and he's tough, and the thing I love about him is he's fearless. Because when you're a receiver and you have to go over the middle, you got to do that.
Absolutely. Well, Adam, thank you as always for your insight here on our Around the NFL segment. I'm Becky Brensinger. We'll see Adam next week. Stay tuned, fans. We'll be right back on the other side for more Eagles Nightly.